Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome to the Love the Star podcast. It is an Odyssey podcast. I'm Bobby Bell. Dallas Scout was in center for 105 to the Fan of Dallas. Joined as always by former NFL scout Brian Broaddus. He's now the co-host of the G-Bag Nation 2 to 7 p.m. Central Monday through Friday on 105 to the Fan of Dallas. He's also the pre- and post-game co-host on the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network. Brian, we're out here at Cowboys training camp. We're four practices in. We get padded practices on Tuesday. What has stood out so far out here in Oxnard, California?
I think, Bobby, the thing that I would like to point out first, and we were waiting for this, was what were they going to do with Tyler Guyton? How were they going to play Tyler Guyton? And when we came to camp initially, the first couple of practices, Tyler Guyton was not running with the ones. He was running with the twos. Cooper Beebe was another one that was running with the twos. But yesterday, through the mock game, Tyler Guyton got work with the ones, but it was a glorified walkthrough practice. So we were sitting there thinking, okay, they just doing this just to kind of get him some reps through the walkthrough, and then they're going to go back to Chuma Adoga playing the tackle spot. Well, after today's practice, if you want the Chill Boys ballsy call of the day, there's no reason for Chuma Adoga to play any reps with the ones at left tackle. There's no reason to. I'm sure you can search the Twitter world, or the X world, whatever you call that. You can find clips, YouTube worlds, of Tyler Guyton blocking Tank Lawrence, blocking Micah Parsons, blocking Marshawn Nealon. It wasn't like he was blocking backup dudes and stuff like that. They threw him out there. His technique wasn't perfect by any means. He was trying to survive a couple of them. Micah Parsons got him on one on the fourth down pass that never got off. He drove Micah. I told Todd Archer, I go, watch this. This is where Micah Parsons wins here. And sure enough, he did. But overall, there is no reason that this kid can't continue to try and stack good days. Now, on Tuesday, we get in pads. It might be a whole different story we're talking about here. But I was encouraged by what I saw from him. I was encouraged by I think it was a very nice competitive period today at the end. I think we've seen, if you start talking about other things that have happened, I think that Jalen Tolbert is off to a really good start. Mm-hmm. He's a wide receiver here. There were days where him and Brooks, I thought, were even. I think Jalen just today separated a little bit more.
Sure.
You've tried to convince me that Tyrone Billy Johnson is a legitimate player and not a country music singer. and he had him a nice day today. They've thrown our corner Carson out there quite a bit. Luafau has been playing quite a bit. I'm really impressed with what Mike Zimmer's been able to do with all these rookie players. Mention Nealon, mention Luafau, mention Carson. You know, he's throwing these young players into the mix and getting to know them. And I think if you asked him, he would tell you that he's pleased with the way that these kids are picking things up.
Yeah. And I think another one of these receivers, similar to, you mentioned Tyron Billy Johnson, I think Racy McMath had a good day today and has had a good start to camp. I thought Ryan Flournoy was having a good start to camp, very early on before Flournoy ended up getting sidelined and has been working off the side with Britt Brown a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, look, early in camp also a lot, these 4 days that we're through.
Yeah,
these are also typically going to be days where you do have receivers shining a little bit, that a receiver is going to show out. You're going to see them on, running on air and making catches, especially, impressive catches if Trey Lance is throwing them the football, because my God, everything is high with Trey Lance, or it's skipped or it's off target. Trey Lance just flat out, I'll say it now, and we'll get into more of this as we go along, but flat out, Trey Lance does not look like an NFL player to me throughout these practices so far, Brian.
Bobby, it's been a little bit of a struggle. Kind of felt like early in the practices, the 7-on-7 work that they got, I felt like Teddy was not as committed to throwing the ball down the field.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like that, remember Cooper Rush was the one that was not committed to throwing the ball down the field when he was playing? And now it's like Cooper Rush is saying, well, if they're going to give Trey Lance work or give Trey Lance this job, I might as well rip some deep outs or throw some comebacks or try. And he threw a beautiful ball to Tyron Billy Johnson for a touchdown today to beat Carson. I mean, a beautiful pass. And that's kind of not in, that's not in Cooper Rush's MO, but you're right about Trey Lance. There's been times where even in drills against air, he's had to throw balls to the outside that have tended to sail on him. He's more comfortable throwing the ball into the middle of the field than he is throwing the ball to the outside.
Yep.
It just appears to me that he just doesn't have the control of his passes. And so, we'll see. He's been alternating with Cooper Rush behind. He's been getting work with the twos. He was with the two-minute drill today. He was with the threes. They got stopped on the goal line. Great defensive stand by the threes on defense. Not a lot of time to react. Not a lot of time to get the play call in. Kids did a great job of marking receivers. They took advantage of Trey Lance a little bit. Maybe a little some indecision there. I'll have to see the tape, as the coaches like to say. If there was anybody open, was there Schoonmaker or was Span Ford or somebody open that he didn't see, because he pulled the ball down really quick and tried to hit for the goal line, and they did a great job. When you start to talk about the linebackers there, reacting to the ball and then keeping him from getting into the end zone.
Yeah, and look, I mean, there are times out there he's throwing against, like you mentioned, he's throwing against air. He's throwing passes in the flat. And it's like you're sailing everything to the running backs in the flat. And at that point, that to me almost just feels like that's not even a physical question, or that almost just feels like somebody who's in their head and is not, rising to the occasion here, is not rising to the moment of this. Now, look, it's also the fact that this is the first time we've really consistently seen him. We didn't see him all last year. We don't get to see the quarterbacks out at practice during the season. And so getting him in these offseason practices and then into training camp here, and I know there's a tendency everybody likes to throw out that, like, I love Dak Prescott. I think he's a franchise quarterback. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And so when they hear the criticism of Trey Lance, there's a lot of people who I think have – throwing back at me that, you're not being objective about it. It's because Trey Lance is threatening Dak's job. I promise you, there is nothing about what Trey Lance has done out here that threatens Dak Prescott's job. And I mean, the most disappointing aspect of this is he hasn't even looked physically impressive Like, I don't watch him throw and think, man, that
ball just... The athletic ability, the ability to move, that part of it, I think that...
That part of it, the arm talent, though. When I watch him throw,
I understand.
Does not look impressive coming out of his hand.
Yeah, there's times where the ball does sail on him, and I think that's why he tends to try to throw balls towards the middle of the field. Now, the other day, he checked down. Nick Eatman used to call it check down Charlie. Mm-hmm. And, that was something that everybody else was trying to kind of rip some throws. He was throwing the ball underneath. And then 2 days ago, he was more interested in it. There was a couple of times where Jalen Brooks was running some in cuts. And it was right to left, and Lance hit him back to back plays, and it was a little bit further down the field than what we've seen in the past. But yeah, there has to be some concern. And you know, let's also be honest about this too. I just remember some times, and folks, please don't kill me for this saying this, and Bobby, don't kill me. I know you want to kill me already.
I don't.
But. Now, Choppy, you might want to kill, but not me.
Definitely.
But we remember some bad practices from Dak Prescott.
Still, to this day, has thrown plenty of interceptions this camp so far.
He threw a ball the day they got intercepted. He had no business throwing.
I told Sean Sharif in that end zone when we saw him throw the pick to Kendricks. I said, when he let go of the ball, I saw Kendricks. I don't know what he was looking at.
I understand that Cooks is not a big guy. So with Nashon Wright behind Cooks and Kendricks dropping the way he dropped, I don't think Dak ever saw Kendricks. I don't think he saw him. And that's what we've talked about before. But anyway, my point is I remember Dak Prescott not being a very good practice player.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if Trey Lance has some similar traits, that he's not a great at. And this is when Dak, when he first started, in 2016, when he was, I mean, Dan Mullen at Mississippi State will tell you that Dak was a terrible practice player.
Yeah.
You know. But then you got, remember that?
He's a gamer.
That game against the Rams in the Coliseum. Oh, my God, he's lighting them up. You know, he's lighting up. He's throwing the ball to Dez Bryant, and you're like, whoa, where'd this kid come from?
Yep.
So maybe but I don't disagree with you. There's some throws that Trey Lance makes that I think get away from him. And he's got to do a better job of controlling those.
You are listening to the Love the Star podcast. The Love the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.